Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I would like to talk to you about knowing your truth. Knowing your truth. It is so important that we surround ourselves with truth because we need it to survive and we need it to progress in life. When we are not surrounded by truth, we become a people that is dependent on things that will not make us grow. You see, ladies and gentlemen, knowing your truth means that you will understand when people come to you and they tell you certain things that is not so comfortable, you will still be able to stand. Knowing your truth is not hiding away from certain things that may not be so nice. Knowing your truth means that you will show up and you will be accountable for the things that nobody else can or force or can force you to hold yourself accountable for. It is important in life that we understand the concept of truth. You see, truth is not me trying to make someone else feel bad. Truth is not me putting someone else down so that I can say my truth is to take care of myself or my truth is to be a person that is of this caliber or that caliber while making sure that someone else is pushed down. Knowing your truth means that you know your truth about someone else, but you also know your truth about yourself. The truth is that as human beings, we must understand that there is a real scenario of human beings wanting the truth to make them look good while pushing others down. We are not going to be people without God. If we are without God, we are never going to be people that is going to be fair with other people. And that is why knowing your truth means knowing who you really are. Knowing the fact that there are things in you that could potentially be very ugly. There are things on the inside of you that could be could be ugly towards other people, could be less beneficial to other people and more beneficial towards yourself. And that is the journey that we are constantly on as human beings. It is really getting to a place of knowing our truth and knowing where we come from. Ladies and gentlemen, when we understand that truth sets us free, we become a completely different person. When we understand that truth sets us apart, we begin to prosper. When we understand that truth needs to come out, even if it is at the cost of you and I, we will know that living a life like that will constantly set us free. And so I want to remind you this morning that knowing your truth is becoming a different person, is becoming a set apart person, is becoming a individual that is completely, completely set apart from this world, set apart from fakeness, set apart from things that will only benefit me, and set apart from just always wanting to be right. There are many things that you can think of. I'm sure everyone has their own story that will probably guide you into what the state of your mind is and where you find yourself. There are people in the Bible that is constantly guiding us, where God is using human beings and is literally showing us that knowing your truth is important. You see, when we look at someone like Paul the Apostle, before he could get to a place of knowing his truth, he needed to deal with the ugliness of his past and who he is. Do not think for one second that, you know, I know that we have a tendency of thinking that when God saves, everything just goes right in our thinking, in our actions, and every single thing that we do. But when God saves us, when we get saved, it is the spirit that is saved. But the emotions, which is the soulish realm, still needs to be worked on every single day. So when you look at someone like Paul, yes, Paul was saved. God saved him beautifully, and he started walking a road for Christ. But let us not dare say things like, oh, when Paul was still among people, he probably still thought things about this, that, or the other, or he wasn't biased in this area or that area. Paul was still going through his situations, and he still had to face old demons. And that is the truth for each and every one of us. You may be saved, but you need to keep yourself accountable in terms of truth. You need to keep yourself accountable in terms of the things that are not right, and especially the things that are not right that nobody else sees. And so I want to encourage you today. What is your truth? What has your truth become? Is your truth that it is everybody else's fault out there? Is your truth that I can never take accountability? Is your truth that no, it is not me? Is your truth something that is a little bit more difficult, where you have to do constant introspection because you know that you know that you know that you know that you need to live for God? And you know that you know that you know that your truth, when you look at your inner man and you look at who you really are as a person, that you need to deal with certain ugliness that not everybody sees. And so I want to encourage you today and say to you that truth is something that is very important. But there are moments when we require it from other people, in some cases demand truth from others. But do we have that same level of passion when it comes to ourselves? Do you demand truth from yourself? Do you demand being honest with yourself when you know and you understand that you need to deal with yourself? You know, I love to speak about David because I think that David is probably one of the most real characters in the Bible. Even though God says he was a man close to his heart, it's not like David. David was this amazing person that never did anything wrong. David did a lot wrong. David did the most wrong. I'm exaggerating, but David did a lot of things wrong. And yet David constantly came to a place of repentance. You see, you can only repent when you know truth, when you know that, look, I am not this person. I am struggling to be this person. And when the Bible says, and the truth will set you free, means that you have dealt with yourself. And David had to deal with himself on many occasions. When he became an adulterer, he needed to deal with that. When he didn't trust God, when God told him not to count the people, and he didn't trust God, he had to deal with that. And so I find in life that when we are more honest with ourselves, the truth sets us free. And as always, these podcasts are reflective and it is to change us. It's never going to be about who did what and how they didn't speak the truth. It will always come back to me. It will always be a mirror experience where I am holding myself accountable to my truth. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask this morning that you would take me into a place, take us into a place where we see our truth and we look through a mirror so that we can see if what we carry is what you need us to carry. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
We help distributors grow their sales by over 15% in the first 90 days with our automated mobile software solution. RapidTrade is used by over 16,000 users worldwide, and we process over 120,000 transactions per day on both iOS and Android. From app ordering and management to e-commerce and even van sales, or electronic proof of delivery, we've got your business covered. Call us for a demo on 011-493-9755 or email us at sales@rapidtrade.com. Go on, make your customer happy on today by getting onto RapidTrade.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.